Greetings and a heartfelt welcome to all. I'm Esther Berkley, the passionate creator behind the book Living Without Fear, which has touched many lives, and the co-creator of the Amazon best-selling Inspired Journeys. If you're eager to explore a world of endless possibilities, you've come to the right place. Know someone who could use a dose of inspiration from today's episode? Feel free to share this podcast with them, and don't forget to stay updated by subscribing to my newsletter, joining me on YouTube, and if you found value in what you heard, kindly leave a brief review or rate it on your preferred podcast platform with a sprinkle of stars. Your unwavering support truly warms my heart, and I'm deeply appreciative of each and every one of you. Thank you for being here. And today, I was thinking a long time what topic I should choose. Normally, it comes to me very quickly. And what came today was patience. But as a rather impatient person, I've spoken many times about patience and shared what I've learned. And honestly, at the moment, patience is my biggest challenge. If you don't know, I have a broken right shoulder and an injured thumb on my left hand. I'm rather handicapped with my arms and hands. And then I realized I need to do another episode on patience because this topic came back again and again this morning. And many times a topic pops up in my head, and at the end of the episode, I realize I needed to do it for me in order to heal or to put order into my thoughts. And if you're a writer or artist yourself, you know, you often do things for yourself, but at the same time, it serves others. That's why it is so important not to hide our struggles, but be authentic so that others can learn from us. And this is so beautiful to see and feel that we all live connected to each other in the space. Maybe we don't feel it yet. You might feel very lonely and desperate, as I did in the past, but the more we open up ourselves to more connections and sharing our true feelings, the more we recognize that we aren't alone, but supported by a bigger community. So let's get to work on our impatience. I asked myself, what's the reason why I'm often impatient? And you might ask yourself this question as well now. Was I like that already as a child? And this image comes up. Me being 5 or 6 years old and doing things, maybe tying shoes before going to the kindergarten or sitting at the table and eating. And I immediately hear the voice of my mother or father. Hurry up, we need to go. Don't dawdle. I think the sentence, take your time, didn't exist in our family until this very day. So I never allowed myself to take my time. I always believed I need to be smart, efficient, and fast. And by the time I got fast in doing physical things or in thinking and reflecting. And I'm still this way. And sometimes it makes me proud because it saves a lot of time in certain situations. Does this sound familiar to you? But there is always another side of the coin. And this comes now in place with my recent injuries. I've never been so slow with whatever I do at the moment. For example, brushing my teeth with my left hand, putting on clothes, preparing myself for a doctor appointment, making me a tea, writing with my left hand, etc., etc. Patience didn't exist in my system. I admit the first 3 weeks were the easiest because the pain slowed me down automatically. But now, the fourth week, it gets more difficult because there isn't the constant pain anymore, but only after I've done more things like writing or cooking, or yesterday doing a book reading in the kindergarten where my two sons spent their 2 years with the same teacher. Yesterday in the evening, I sat on my sofa. I wanted to relax, and I felt a lot of pain. My body told me only in that moment, "Esther, it was too much today." And I got it. But honestly, it's challenging for me. I have to search for this little girl who felt totally at ease and happy to play with her dolls in her room and not having any notion of time. Or the kindergarten girl who loved to paint and spent the whole morning in the corner with paper, watercolors, crayons, and colored pencils. There wasn't any voice saying, "Hurry up." Only my teacher, who told me, "You can always continue with what you started this afternoon or tomorrow morning, but let's sit in the circle and sing together." And this is exactly the girl I need to be at the moment, patient with myself and enjoying the small things I'm doing. So all in all, I'm so grateful I got this time out on my very last day while teaching skiing this winter, because this teaches me so much. I would have never learned in such a short time to slow down. And I can use this lesson in so many areas. For example, my two sons take advantage of it because I'll be more patient with them in the future. Or I'll be more patient as a writer or business owner. I know it takes time to grow. And I'll be also more patient with my elderly parents because they won't change their mindset anymore. There are days where they see everyone against them and wanting bad things for them. They've always functioned this way, and that was the mindset I had until a few years ago, before I started meditating and working on gratitude and positive affirmations. And I'm so glad I've learned to look at the world in a positive way with an open mindset. Otherwise, I would not have been able to handle the past weeks with so much understanding and kindness towards myself. I would have focused all day long on the things I couldn't do anymore and not on the beautiful things I could do, like walking and enjoying the spring in Switzerland. So I encourage you to look at yourself and find out where all had started with your impatience. And if you like, let me know what you discovered. You can share your thoughts with me on Instagram or on YouTube, or you can write me an email. Thank you, dear listener, for spending your precious time with me and being open to grow your mindset. And I cannot repeat it enough. In case you still feel worthless and nobody seems to like you, I tell you, you're amazing. I love you. And you are a gift to everyone who crosses your path. And please remember these sentences over and over again. Have an amazing day and talk to you next week.